The report on NPR a few days ago described a videotape shown to the jury in the African Embassy bombings case in New York. Graphic scenes of destruction, haunting pictures, one particularly gruesome. The reporter said that she thought jurors would be unable to follow the judge's urging that they have a good weekend, those pictures lingering in their minds. Before the jury saw such a thing, you can bet they didn't see the legal maneuvering behind the scenes. Usually in cases where one side wants jurors to see or hear something certain to provoke an emotional response, in this case video of the bombing aftermath, including its victims, the attorneys wrangle over whether the evidence is far more prejudicial than probative. That phrase means simply that the evidence is likely to prejudice, to hurt the defendant in a criminal case, let's say. A prosecutor might want to show the jury certain crime scene photos, but the pictures of violence prove little, are of little probative value, a defense attorney would argue, and are far more likely to get jurors thinking someone must pay for what happened to the poor victim, the foundation of innocent till proven guilty washed away in the rush of emotion. There's a rule in the Federal Rules of Evidence giving judges this broad directive on the issue. Evidence may be excluded if its probative value is substantially outweighed by the danger of unfair prejudice. The key word is substantially, of course, a heavy burden for those opposing the evidence. And not surprisingly, commentators urge that judges use the rule sparingly, striking evidence only when it's obvious that the decision in the case would be made on a purely emotional basis. If it's a close call for the judge, allow the jury to see it, maybe with a cautionary instruction from the judge urging the jury to evaluate the evidence dispassionately. So you get gruesome post-crime scene videos introduced at trial. In a recent case from a federal appellate court, for example, the judges used the word gruesome to describe the videotape of the crime scene allowed in as evidence at the trial level. The defendant argued that the startling pictures prejudiced the jury, but both courts found that the video contained important information about the crime and the crime scene. Gruesome, but admissible. More probative than prejudicial. Or at least not substantially more prejudicial than probative. Contrast that to a case from a few years ago where a court found certain pictures too shocking. Why would a seasoned prosecutor introduce such evidence and put his case on the line, the court wondered, finding the pictures far more prejudicial than probative. So should the defendants in the bombing case in New York be convicted, it's possible, depending on the case, that the defense attorneys will appeal based in part on the argument that the bombing aftermath videotape inflamed the jury far beyond its probative value, and add the NPR reporter's comments as an attachment to the brief. I'm Amy Guida.